Boom, this is Billy Brim and Lucy McKee in the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm looking here at this DVD and CD set we've got with Lucy's title when she came here and taught, Fulfilling Your Calling in Prayer. And I know that we were talking about how the church is called to pray, and that really, if we had each been praying and working with God in prayer, we wouldn't be in the mess things are in today. So I'm so glad that you are hearing your importance in the avenue of prayer, working with God. To do great things for God, you don't have to preach. You might be called to preach and then you have to preach, but you don't have to have a pulpit ministry. But I think the greatest ministries, effectiveness to God right now are in prayer. And so I want Lucy to talk to us. Lucy, what are some of the things you're praying about today, and how do you know you're praying about them?
In just going before the Lord and abiding in God, which we've been talking about from John 15, abiding in God and His words abiding in you, we must understand that God's avenue of getting things done in the earth today, God being able to move us to the end of time, to the end of the season that we're in now, God being able to do what prophecy says in the Bible will happen. These prophetic things that we see in the Bible, they will happen. And it is the job of the church, the body of Christ, and you're in that body, that the church will dispense influence in those areas. The church will dispense anointing. The church will dispense direction, and the church will dispense in this hour the power of God for Him to be able to work in all of the areas that He is going to work in to bring about the things that must happen to fulfill prophecy in this hour. And I know that in my own heart and in yours as a praying person, that God wants to be glorified, and He is glorified when you bear much fruit in the kingdom. And that is going to come in the area of prayer fruit. And so just you abiding in God and God's words abiding in you, He will influence you as you in your day go along working with the Holy Spirit. And certain people, certain nations, certain groups of people, certain governments, certain authorities. And this is how He's worked with me. And I'm not saying that you're called to spend your whole life on those things. The most important thing for the church in this hour is that we obey God in the areas that He has called us in particular to. And God will give you, because of who you are, who He made you to be, He will give you and cause you to have influence in prayer in different areas. Some people carry different things in prayer. I know that some people carry their pastor in prayer, mm-hmm. and it'll just stay on your spirit all the time. You'll pray that part off, and then your pastor will come back on your spirit. People carry different burdens, we call them, in prayer. The reason that it's called a burden is because it remains on your spirit. And sometimes it can feel like a heaviness. But what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be in joy, and you're supposed to pray that off of your spirit. And then God moves, and He'll put something else on your spirit. And where God has mostly used me in the last few years anyway is to influence and through His influence and anointing, and to dispel or dispense power and direction in concerning kings and in authorities that rule over nations. And I never knew. I wasn't a history student, and I wasn't a government student, and I didn't know who people were appointing in certain nations as kings. And I wasn't even interested in that. But I would hear myself praying as I yielded to the Holy Ghost certain words, and then I would attach them in different ways. They would come to me, maybe on television. I would see that I was praying for a king, or I was praying for an election that was coming up in a nation. I could hear myself praying about nations, different nations by name. And
so you just sense it and you hear it, you just say it,
And you say it, and you say it out. And then as you go, God gives you more information. But it will come. The church is the dispenser of God in this hour in the earth. The body of Christ is. And so you will, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you will dispense influence and power and direction in all of these areas where different nations are concerned. And of course, in my own heart, I carry the prophetic nations, and those are the nations that will be on in God's, God will be using in his times now. They're the nations of Europe. And also I carry kings, and I carry different people in authority. Not necessarily the president of the United States, even though you are supposed to pray every day concerning him. So you might start your prayer with just praying for the president, and then he'll move out in your heart to dispense anointing and power in all different kinds of areas. Sometimes someone in the government will come across your heart as you begin to pray about the president. God will move in your heart to something else. You lift up that person, and then he'll move out to another person. It's all in what comes across your heart in prayer. And I am praying about the nations of, actually about the whole continent of Africa at this moment, for reasons that I know not of. I'm praying about one specific leader here, and he is a king, is Muammar Gaddafi. And we haven't seen him on any kind of a
he's
platform.
He's been off the radar, but he's not radar.
No, I'm praying about him. I can't give you any information really about it, because we don't want to put our own interpretation on our prayers. No. We just want to pray the words that God has given us. And so I feel in the timing of God, I have seen different things concerning the nation, the continent of Africa, in prayer. But remember, what you're seeing in prayer, don't put your private interpretation on it. And it's best not to tell people, because if you do, then a lot of times does not transpire in the way that you would interpret it. And so we just pray these things out, and then God keeps giving us information, more and more direction comes up to us. And we, as we go, then I found that I was spending more and more time on kings. And then that was how I went into my, into this. This is what I spend the most time on.
What has been the most surprising prayer you ever prayed? The way something turned out, you were just surprised. Was it the Osama bin Laden thing?
It continues to be. I pray a lot about Muslim countries. What surprises me more and how it turns out is as I have prayed for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the kings of Israel, the prime ministers, as they've come in and they've gone out, we can see the influence of Satan that he has, even with presidents, prime ministers like Ariel Sharon. We thought when we prayed about him that, and he was and is in his prime minister time, he did some wonderful things for Israel, but we never thought that he would ever give Gaza away. And because he was so opposed to everything, and he knows the word of God, we heard him speak.
And Lucy is the person who was with me. You've heard me tell about the time that we were five people in a room, very important, critical day with Ariel Sharon. And Lucy is the other American who was with us. There were three Israelis, Ariel Sharon being one of them, and Lucy and I. And Lucy's, he called her, what did he call you, the lady?
The lady with the pools.
With the pools. Her eyes, when she prays, oftentimes they'll be like a low water dam. They'll just be coming, water will be flowing. I read something last night in an old book. Somebody had sent me a copy of an old book, and I was reading about it, and they quoted someone that said, called tears liquid prayers. And I thought, that's good. They really are. And Lucy is like that. I don't even know where all the water comes from. That just flows over her eyes when she prays. But I know what she means. We prayed for Ariel Sharon. God put him in power. We had private sessions with him. And then it was like Satan came and sat on his head over the Gaza deal. So you have to keep praying for people.
Yes,
it's a battle. It's a war.
It definitely is. It's so important. If I could just say anything, it would be that you pray what God is telling you to pray. And that's all you do. And you just keep on with it.
That's it.
This is the body of Christ. This is their assignment. This is the way that you can most be used by God in this hour. Of course, you know, domestically with your family and all of those things. But if you want to just be used by God, it is you obeying God in your heart by the Holy Spirit and not you aspiring to do anything, but just letting him show you what the things that he wants prayed, and you'll hear him. Sometimes, you know, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your heart, it will come with just weeping. And you'll weep, and you'll feel the anointing on it. You'll feel the influence of God, the power of God on that. And you just go with that. And if you try to do something else, you'll feel the anointing lift. Go back to that. Just keep going and doing in those realms of prayer what God is having you do. Sometimes you'll come across a word, one syllable in tongues, and you can do it, and the anointing will be on it, mm-hmm. and you'll feel the power of God. Keep doing it until the anointing lifts, and then wait on God for the next anointing to come that where you feel the most power connected with it. You feel the Holy Spirit's presence on your prayers, and keep with them and stay with it. Glory to God.
Yeah, that's, you know, follow the anointing. You can do it with songs in your church service.
Right.
You can tell when the anointing's on a song. We'll just sing it over and over and over. You don't have to change songs. And it's the same way with prayer. When you've got the anointing, you follow that right there. You follow the anointing. Bless the Lord. We want you to be blessed by Lucy McKee's A Full Seminar prayer meeting, more than a seminar, it was a prayer meeting, but teaching like this entitled Fulfilling Your Calling in Prayer. Lucy McKee, we have CDs, 7 CDs for $15. We have 6 DVDs for $20. You can get both of them for $30. This radio offer, just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And don't forget, go online, billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and join us Wednesdays at noon for corporate prayer. People are joining all over the earth. Thank you, Lucy, for being with us this week. I know people, and you email us and tell us if you were blessed. I know you were. And this is Billy Brim and Lucy saying shalom, shalom.
Shalom.